This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
This month at postwrestlingcafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. Postwrestlingcafe.com. $6 gets you in the door.
Here's a sample of a free podcast from the Post Wrestling Cafe. $6 gets you through the door at postwrestlingcafe.com.
Hello, everybody. It is John Pollock, and you have the pleasure of getting me solo tonight. But boy, do I have a lot to discuss tonight. What does TNA not provide us on an annual basis if it is not for just head-shaking moments? Sometimes TNA, the ultimate swerve, is by thinking like they do have things all on the right track. And then the last 24 hours happen, and it just makes you remember of the old leopard doesn't change its spots analogy. And that takes us back over this last 24-hour period of TNA leading into Turning Point. What can we even say about the last month of TNA wrestling? A head-scratcher, if there ever was one. And welcome to the program, everyone. Thank you for checking out the show here on the Post Wrestling Cafe. We will be getting to Turning Point, but I think it is very much appropriate to bring everyone up to speed on what TNA has been up to the past month. And I'm not going to be spending too much time on that because there isn't a whole lot to bring you up to speed with. They had what was one of the company's biggest shows in its history on October the 12th, and they went dark afterward. There was not some sign off at the end, we will see you on this date. No, it was just you would tune in every Thursday and there would be more just random best of programming. We got some month old programming on Open Fight Night last week, but no new programming until this past Thursday's live edition of Impact with three straight nights at Full Sail University. And that was the TNA follow-up to its big show. So we have a live episode. You've had a month to get ready for this. What are they going to come out with? Because they've got one night to build up this TNA Turning Point event. Now, this is not your traditional pay-per-view. The asking price is a mere $10, or if you have TNA Plus, you will be getting this special. So this is more like one of their kind of complimentary shows that they do build to traditionally on their television, but it is a lower asking price. That said, going into Thursday night, we had all of one match announced, which got the grand reveal of a match graphic. That was our build toward our tag match to headline this card with then TNA champion Mike Santana, more to come on that, and his partner Steve Macklin taking on Frankie Kazarian and Nick Nemeth, the co-winners of the Call Your Shot Gauntlet, sharing their trophy. And that took us in to Thursday night, where we just got an atrocious episode of Impact that it in some ways was an homage to TNA of a decade plus ago, the mid-2000s TNA, when your head would be spinning from so many angles on a show because they had an entire card to build up cold. They just had to set up matches. So it was one of those wrestling programs where if you were bumping shoulders into somebody, that was our setup for a pay-per-view match the next night. And we got lots of those. But other than all of one match in the first hour, just a brutally paced show, it takes us to the main event where Mike Santana, all show long, we are building up a title match with Mike Santana and Ryan Nemeth. And if you made it to the end of this show, God bless, it features the invading NXT forces. So after months, over a year of collaboration and a partnership, a budding one between Santino Marella and Ava, now the forces had turned on the TNA faithful. It was time for the most threatening names imaginable sent on behalf of NXT. We're talking about Robert Stone, Charlie Dempsey, Lexus King, Stax Lorenzo, and High Rise. Yes, they have invaded TNA Wrestling, and they would be the ones to handicap Mike Santana, taking out his arm, leaving him injured and prone for a cash-in by Frankie Kazarian, who would end the title reign with a cash-in and sub-60-second match, leaving fans just gobsmacked that after building up Mike Santana all spring for his hometown chase of the TNA championship and pulling the rug out from underneath them in his hometown in July, people thought, my God, they blew it with Mike Santana. But instead, they doubled down. And instead, Mike Santana, he did not suffer any consequences in terms of character reaction and being the most popular babyface in this company. Instead, they had a great build for him leading up to Bound for Glory, and he got his coronation ceremony. And you know what? At the end of the day, instead of one big show, they got two big shows out of it. It was not the hometown win, but it was still a big celebration. You can take this guy to Long Island. There are plenty of options now, but you've got the belt on your guy. They've just drawn, you know, by TNA standards, two great houses in Long Island and then in Lowell, Massachusetts. And at their first opportunity, brother, the heat. Just think about the heat. And they put the title on Frankie Kazarian. And then you think this is a puzzling decision. We're only getting started. Because then TNA, who the worst thing that this company could do is have 4 weeks off to overthink the hell out of their next plot, which was getting this belt onto Frankie Kazarian. And then, you know what? I bet the internet's going to get so upset at this. Yeah, this sounds great. This is a horrible idea. If you are an aspiring booker, an aspiring writer of professional wrestling, and your desire is, let's fool the net, guess what? You're disqualified. You are disqualified from this industry, in my book. And that's what we saw over the last 24 hours. Because after, so they had Mike Santana, no show, a meet and greet afterward. So to get this across, and what this is certainly a question that is still looming. They took what could only be described as the most hardcore of hardcore TNA fans. I'm talking about people who came out on a Thursday night to Full Sail University, sat through this episode of just mind-boggling angles, a brutal knockouts title match in the midst of this show. And then the hardest of the hardcore wanted more. They were going to spend more for a meet and greet with Mike Santana. Why was Mike Santana doing the meet and greet? Well, maybe because he is the biggest babyface star. You know, you want to play 1A, 1B with the Hardys. Mike Santana, Hardys, your top babyfaces in this company, all right? Mike Santana was the main eventer for tonight's TNA Turning Point show and headlining this TV taping. So they have him no show this meet and greet. So we have two options here. Either they refunded these super hardcores and you literally cost yourselves some denomination of money, or they threw somebody in as a replacement, angering, again, your most diehard fan. I'm sorry, if you are going to a TNA show and you're paying money for a meet and greet, it doesn't get more dedicated than that in 2025 for TNA praise, for TNA loyalty than that. But we're not done yet. Where was Mike Santana? Mike Santana just disappeared. So we go to this afternoon, and on PWInsider.com, Mike Johnson writes that as of 2 p.m. this afternoon, Mike Santana has not arrived at tonight's TNA Turning Point pay-per-view. Call time for talent was 1 p.m. Eastern. Santana, who dropped the TNA title last night to Frankie Kazarian, did not appear for his scheduled meet and greet after the taping. The word making the way around talents is that Santana has not returned the company's call or texts. TNA officials did not return a request for comment. Santana is slated to work tonight's pay-per-view main event, teaming with Steve Macklin against Kazarian and Nick Nemeth. We will see if this is an angle or not soon enough. we would see, because shortly afterward, PW Insider would in fact report that Mike Santana was backstage at Turning Point, which led to Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp giving us another perspective on this from Fightful Select. Quote, "The Mike Santana news about him not answering calls is a work. If there is ever an epitaph on TNA wrestling, I want that gravestone to read, the Mike Santana news about him not answering calls is a work." Please say that sentence. Whenever you see something so stupid in professional wrestling, I want you to say that sentence out loud. The Mike Santana news about him not answering calls is a work. This company has lost its mind.
It's November, which means holiday shopping season is officially here. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds that you won't see anywhere else. Their thoughtful curation makes shopping simple. But heads up, popular gifts sell fast, so now's a great time to start crossing those names off of your list. Uncommon Goods offers high-quality, unique items, like the New York Times Custom Baseball Book, a made-to-order collection of historic newspaper pages featuring your favorite team's biggest games, star players, and memorable moments straight from the Times archives. You can even personalize it with a name for that extra special touch, perfect for that baseball fan who might still need a bit of cheering up from their team's heartbreaking World Series Game 7 loss. Uncommon Goods has something for every kind of person. Book lovers, history buffs, foodies, gardeners. Shopping there supports small makers crafting limited-run handcrafted products. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. For 15% off your next gift, head to uncommongoods.com/postwrestling. That's uncommongoods.com/postwrestling for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress, for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
This month on the Post Wrestling Cafe, Rewind Away looks at some of the biggest retirement matches in wrestling history, featuring matches involving Terry Funk, Ric Flair, Sting, and Tam Nakano. Plus, John Pollock and Brandon from New Jersey get together to look back at Season 4 of 90210, a season that brought you John Sears, Lucinda Nicholson, David's meth addiction, and Brandon moving in on Kelly Taylor. Book Club will cover This Book Is All Elite by Keith Elliott Greenberg. Plus, we have reviews of TNA Turning Point, UFC 322, and so much more. $6 gets you all this at postwrestlingcafe.com.
The same official, this again is Fightful, the same official at TNA tried to feed that to us and provided it elsewhere. Normally, we wouldn't blast something like that, but this is the first time someone in an official capacity reached out and provided us a worked angle in an effort to specifically work our audience. We'll elaborate more on this weekend on our select shows. More to come from Sean Ross Sapp. So, listen. If you are TNA wrestling, think about whatever you want to measure this year. TNA has had a very good year. They have been able to get on the most stable footing they have enjoyed since the glory days on Spike TV. So we are looking at 11 plus years minimum since TNA has had any kind. And I would say there was a lot more goodwill toward TNA than in some of those Spike TV years as somebody that was covering this product on a weekly basis. So we are going to mortgage we're going to decide to go to two prominent wrestling websites to work our stupid angle with Mike Santana. And for what? Who watched Turning Point tonight? I don't see too many hands up out there. If you did, your head is spinning like mine. That was the payoff. We went to these lengths. We had this man skip a meet and greet. We tried to work wrestling reporters. Let's game this through. I'm having a lot of fun just going through the dynamics of this. Let's make everyone so convinced Mike Santana isn't showing up tonight. Well, that's brilliant. The same guy that we're going to put as the focus of a meet and greet, that people are literally willing to spend money to shake this man's hand, who's the top babyface in our main event of our special tonight, let's get it out that he really is not going to show up. Maybe people will think he hates TNA. He's upset, just like all the fans are upset at TNA over this booking of his title story. This is utter insanity that this company would think this through. Now, I can't get too out of shape over this because we're talking about such a fraction of revenue that we're talking about here. The audience, the pie that was out there for TNA to make on a Friday night for this TNA special, we're probably talking about a minuscule amount in comparison. But to think that these are the lengths they went to, and for what? If they had pulled this off, it would be, hey, Mike Santana is not going to show up. He thinks this booking sucks, just like you, the fan, thought this booking sucked on Thursday night. We're on a great track. This is bringing me back to wonderful memories of TNA in the past. So instead, if you were somebody that still bought this show, threw out your $10, logged in with your TNA Plus account, all show long, they have not heard from Mike Santana. They don't explain. They don't say why. They're not trying. They're not giving you any kind of reason for this. He was attacked by the NXT attackers, and that is as much of a reaction as we get. It really babyfaced him so well. Here was this guy that lost his title, and he went home. He's not showing up for work the next day. Brilliant handling of, like, literally one of the best characters that they have crafted over the last year. So we get to the main event, and Steve Macklin is wrestling a handicap match when Mike Santana pulls up in front of Full Sail, wraps up his arm, and proceeds to join the match and pins Frankie Kazarian. What in God's name was all of this effort designed to be? We were trying to hoodwink the audience that this guy would not show up. This was utter stupidity. TNA has not had one of these just totally ridiculous moments. It used to be a feature and not a bug of TNA. Let us all hope that this is a bug in the current TNA system, because this was an absolutely just incomprehensible 24-hour period for TNA, where I had no idea what was the purpose of any of this that they went into. That brings us to Turning Point, everyone. We're going to run through the show, and we will see what everyone had to say about the show. Cards on the table. I did not think this was all that great of a show. I thought there was one.
To listen to the rest of this podcast, consider becoming a member at postwrestlingcafe.com.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This month at PostWrestlingCafe.com, go XL, and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. PostWrestlingCafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.